Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council. Anne Deloy is the Honorary President of the European Federation of Associations of Dietitians. Anne explains why the dietetic profession plays such an important role in improving people's diet and lifestyle.
Dietitians are important because we are able to understand the person and their lifestyle and their food choices and to intervene with them to try and make changes to improve the situation. Dietitians are specifically educated and able on a one-to-one basis to talk with individuals about their diet, about their food choices. And because dietitians have clinical insight, immunological insight and pharmacological insight, not to mention, of course, their skills in food preparation, they can take all of this and support the individual, wherever they come from, to plan, to revise, review, and basically to choose more wisely.
What do you think are the key areas where dietitians can contribute to overarching European health strategies, such as Health 2020 by the World Health Organization, aiming to significantly improve health and well-being in Europeans?
I think that dietitians have a very large role to play in delivering the Health 2020 agenda and indeed food and nutrition action plans, which the WHO are busy working on at the moment in Europe. There are four key areas that dietitians can make a contribution. The first is the life course approach. Dietitians help individuals to make food choices wisely, which are compatible with their lifestyle, with their economic circumstances, and they often then also involve the families. So dietitians work not only with individuals, but with families. And the second is in the area of non-communicable diseases. Dietitians see diabetics, or they see people who have weight problems, or they may see people who have hypertension. But when dietitians actually are talking to these individuals, they understand that it isn't just the presenting diabetes which might be the issue, but it might be the excessive weight that that individual is also carrying, the excessive body fat. Then there is the area of a supportive environment. It's well known that individuals who need to think about their food and nutrition will read in magazines, speak to other healthcare professionals, to their medical practitioners. They will speak to a number of different people. And I think what a dietitian can do is to actually provide an educational role, not only educating the public, but also educating colleagues, other healthcare professionals, school teachers, and others that come into contact where they may wish to know more about nutrition so that they can support and give advice to those who are seeking it. And finally, working collaboratively and cross-disciplinary. This, of course, is something which dietitians will do very easily. The background education not only involves understanding of science and clinical areas, but also in psychology, sociology, food science, and other areas. They need to work across. They need to work with the food industry. They need to work with other healthcare professionals. They need to work with civil society, patient groups, and others. And so they are working cross-disciplinary and collaboratively to provide the best environment for nutrition and good nutritional advice for the individuals in Europe at any level.
In 2012, the Dutch Dietetic Association issued a report about the cost-effectiveness of dietary treatment. Can you summarise what the main conclusions were in that report?
That report was very significant. For the first time, it pulled together published results on the effectiveness of dietitians in the treatment of hypercholesterolemia, diabetes and obesity and weight loss. And it made a few deductions from that information. For example, dietitians have been shown to be effective in reducing the time that people spend away from work. The other area that in fact a dietitian was shown to be beneficial was that when someone loses some body fat, then they become a more productive individual and they need less healthcare costs. And it estimated that for every euro spent on dietary counselling, society would achieve between 14 and 63 euros in return. And that was made up of improved health, reduction of healthcare costs, and an increase in productivity of that individual. And it was further estimated that in the Netherlands, the savings would be between 0.4 and 1.9 billion euros over a 5-year period.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.